KVI.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the real deal. Ari and Big Mike give you their take on the latest movies. Ready? Lights, camera, action on the Ari Hoffman Show.
Amazon's MGM Studios released the new action comedy Heads of State, where the UK Prime Minister, played by Idris Elba, and the US President, played by WWE superstar John Cena, have a not-so-friendly and very public rivalry that jeopardizes their country's special relationship. But when they become the targets of terrorism, who proves to be more than a match for the two-leader security forces, they are begrudgingly forced to rely on the only two people they can trust, each other. Now, that's the studio description. And if you watch the trailer for this movie, you fully understand how ridiculous it is. And I have to say, the trailer and our friend Jeff Poggiola from Northwest News Radio are what really convinced me to go to this movie. We rolled with a deep crew, as Mike would say, where it's we had Mike with us, we had young Zach with us from the morning show, which you can catch every single weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on Talk Radio 570 KVI. And we had our friend Jeff Poggiola with us. Mike, you saw this thing. You had the most reactions out of everybody.
Oh, I don't think that's true at all. I think my buddy on the side aisle, Jeff Poggiola, more fish, more fish. Oh, I've never heard that man laugh so hard in my entire life, and I love it.
I was cracking
up. I love
up. It. It was a great film, I thought.
Jeff, what was the last movie you saw in theaters?
It was in theaters. It was when we went to the press screening of Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Okay, so that's a couple of years ago. Yeah. All right. Now, this movie, as we say all the time, if you promise us stupid action comedy and give us stupid action comedy, we're going to enjoy it. So that's what I enjoyed most about this. Mm-hmm. Mike, what'd you think about it?
I thought it was fun as hell. It greatly improves on the other Amazon action thriller that me and Zach saw, G20, a couple months ago. This movie knows what it is, and I think that's going to be the common thread between all of us, is like, I put a premium on self-awareness. This movie knows exactly what it is, and it knows how to deploy the old buddy comedy tropes and do them in new, fun ways. I think the chemistry between Idris Elba and John Cena is palpable and genuine and fun. It's a real oil and vinegar situation there. And yeah, I think it's a lot of fun. We had the opportunity to see it on the big screen courtesy of our friends Ally Global Marketing. And much like when me and Zach saw G20, we've seen it in a format that it wasn't meant to be seen. Like, we saw it on the big screen theatrically. Some of the special effects suffers from that because this is meant to be watched on your television or laptop, or God forbid, on a telephone.
Yes.
So it kind of suffers from that a little bit. But once you understand that going in, you can overlook it. It's going to look great on your TV. But again, it's the chemistry and the comedy is the engine that makes it go. It's a lot of fun. I had a great time with it. It's probably my second best time at the movies this year, following shortly behind a F1 registered trademark : the movie.
Now, I want to ask young Zach about this. It was me and Zach in the middle of Mike and Jeff. And that was its own experience at this movie, right, Zach?
Goodness. Yeah, I got Jeff to my right, you to my left. So you have Mike to your left. Now, I want to take a moment to apologize to some nice ladies who may or may not listen to the Ari Hoffman Show. There was a lot of traffic that day. There was a concert going on downtown, so we all kind of got there at different times. Jeff and Ari, you both got there ahead of Mike and I, and you guys, the press seats are labeled and whatever. And so you guys took the two on the end, and there were two people sitting, two nice ladies sitting next to you. And then when I rolled up, they were nice enough to say, oh, wait, there's some seats towards the middle. We'll just slide over. And Ari, you said, well, we got one more person coming. Would you mind scooting over too? And they said, no problem. All good. And it was all good until the movie started.
Wait, full disclosure, I warned them. I said us radio folks are a little rowdy, and the rowdiest among us isn't here yet. I did give them a full disclosure on that, but I didn't realize that the rowdiest among us would be Jeff Poggiola. I thought it was going to be Mike, whose running commentary during a movie is worldwide famous at this point. But then
infamous.
There was infamous. Then there was Jeff Poggiola.
Angela, Mr. Newsman, Mr. Super Serious, who's giggling like a hyena at every single scene in this
movie. We're sitting on the hilarious
front row of the second tier of the theater, so you're up against that railing, metal railing. So Jeff is not only cackling, he's smacking this railing that's resonating.
Jeff,
and every time he
does
that, he's smacking a railing, cackling, and then Mike goes from two seats over, "Oh, he liked that one." Oh, he liked that one.
Right, so you've got Mike.
Oh, he likes that.
Mike now reacting to Jeff, and me and Zach just kind of not giving each other a look, but kind of little muttering comments, like laughing at this whole insanity around us. It was the best way to see a movie
I had not laughed that hard
at
a film in a long time.
Yes.
That was
Jeff, I would have thought you had never been to a comedy before. You laughed so much at this movie. Like, what is this new invention? Comedic action movies.
Do you think John Cena is that funny? Goodness.
Jeff,
his name is John Cena!
Jeff, what did you enjoy so much about this thing? Was it the politics mixed with the insanity?
See, there wasn't really any... I would say there wasn't really any politics involved because you don't know who the parties are, you don't know if it's a Labor Party or a Conservative Party that the British Prime Minister is part of. Same thing with the president, played by John Cena. It's just a fun action comedy, and like Big Mike was saying, it takes those buddy comedy tropes and spins them in such a new sort of hilarious quasi-political way, or with the backdrop of politics, that I just found it hysterical.
It was great, and it was so over the top and so much fun. My one critique of the movie is a stupid critique, my friends have told me, where there's a couple things which it hits you across the face with, making references to the Trump administration. If you're going to go, get past it. Just like I said,
I would disagree with that. I don't think it was overtly smacking.
This is why we're here.
Yes.
Smacking yourself with
warheads.
It was...
Oh my God! We didn't even mention that yet. The dropping warheads on foreheads. The WMT comment. All that was
unintentionally
amazing.
So timely.
Yeah, that we see it the day after the bombing. Yes, absolutely, it was great.
But yeah, it is. I didn't think it was overtly political or directed at the Trump administration. And even if it were, then it was so done in such a hilarious comedic fashion. It wasn't insulting if
right.
You're on that side. It was very aware of itself.
So mm-hmm. I'll phrase this a little differently. And what I told my friends when we were discussing this was, it wasn't that it was overt. It wasn't that it was insulting. It wasn't that I was triggered. It just took me out of the movie for a couple seconds where I was deep in it, where it made me realize, oh, right, there's a real president and there's real politics and all that. And that Air Force One doesn't spout machine guns and start shooting down drones or anything
How
else.
How do you know?
Well, okay, they're working on a new one. Maybe that Qatari flying palace has the machine guns and that's why Trump wanted it. I don't know. Zach had an interesting perspective on this because for me, I went into it not expecting any of this stuff, but Zach had a different perspective on this.
Yeah, earlier Mike referenced that the last Amazon action flick that we got to see in the theaters, G20, which was Viola Davis. It was basically Viola Davis's Die Hard.
Yes.
An economic summit? I mean, how do you make a movie about that?
Exactly.
Well, you make it Die Hard.
Right, yeah. you have terrorists
attack and the U.S.
summit.
President becomes
and
Captain
we,
America and has to save the day.
We hated
it. It's a great concept, but
we hated that movie. It did not know what it was. It tried to be a real movie, and it really failed at it. And so, but it was also incredibly political the whole way through, and that was also difficult to deal with. Whereas this, they backed off of that a lot. I mean, it's still Amazon. It's still Jeff Bezos. I mean, that's who we're still kind of running through those channels, but they backed off a lot. They really learned their lessons. And in fact, in my critique to the studio, or my review to the studio, I said this easily could have been a theatrical release. It's better than some of the movies I've seen in theaters this year. So by all means, they knocked this out of the park for a straight to streaming movie,
which actually was great for us because we got to see it on the big screen. And I will say, if you're watching this at home, don't watch it on your cell phone. Watch it on your TV or your laptop, just because it's a bigger screen. But it could be shown on the big screen. Mike's right, some of the special effects may suffer a little bit, but it is a ton of fun.
I find that you say, I didn't really notice that, the special effects issue.
Because the last movie you saw in theaters was Ghostbusters, another one.
Well,
starring a different cast.
Another one.
That might be it. You can
Congratulations.
I thought it was great.
You can see Heads of State on Prime Video starting this week, July 2nd.